boit kotten perk alf mishna base. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, ein osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed uvashvias. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that one should not create an ama, a stream. The Rav says it's one ama wide and one ama high. B'moed uvashvias. You should not do it on moed, on chol moed, and also on during Shemitah. You can't do it on chol moed because there's a tircha to create these streams. A lot of digging. And also you shouldn't do it on shvias. Now doing it on shvias is for a different reason. Lamaisa, you're doing it for water, so you're not working the ground for planting, which is the real Isser of Shvias, but nevertheless, it looks like you're doing it for that reason, and therefore, because it looks like you're doing it to plant, because that's what they would do, they would make ditches between the places that they plant, you're not allowed to do it even on Shvias, according to Blazer ben Azariah. Chum Aymrim, Oysen Esa Amma, Betchila B'Shvias. Chum say, it's okay to create this Amma, this stream, on Shemitah, even though you can't do it on Chol Moed. And in addition, if there was a stream that, let's say, inside the stream fell dirt or things like that, and it wasn't running properly, the stream wasn't flowing properly, you're allowed to fix it. Even though you're not allowed to create it on Chol Moed, because that, everybody agrees, that's a tircha, if there are things that are falling into it, and the such, you're allowed to fix it, even on Chol Moed. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chachamim. Umisaknin es kilkulei hamayim b'shir b'shus harabim. And one is allowed to fix water that gets messed up. Like the Rav explains, this is drinking water that was in ditches or reservoirs or whatever they had, and it became dirty. You're allowed to clean this and fix it on Chol Moed. V'choytet enoysan, and you're allowed to clean it and to comb it and take out all the pebbles and dirt and rocks and all things like that. U'misakten es hadrachim v'sarachoves v'smikfos hamayim. And also, you're allowed to fix the roads and the streets and the different paths and all the mikfos. And you're allowed to do all tzorchei harabim on Chol HaMoed, as long as there's a tzorch of the moed on Chol HaMoed where they would need it, if there's a tzorch of the rabim. But if it's not the tzorch of the moed, the Gemara explains, these things would be usher because these are a melechas uman. These are only a professional knows how to do these things. And in that case, it's only mutter if it's a tzorch rabim on Chol HaMoed, but not for afterwards. Umitzaynes akvaris, and one is allowed to mark, make it seen on a kever, the people would know not to become tame, and they can do this even on Chol HaMoed. The yotzin afal kilayim, and the shluchei beistin can go out to uproot kilayim. They would take money from the trumas alishka, like we said, and on Chol HaMoed they'd be working for very cheap because nobody was really working on Chol HaMoed, so it's a good time to send them out. The issue is in the beginning of Shkolim, the first Mishnah there says that on the first of Adar, mashmi'in ala kilayim, they would do this in the first of Adar as well. So Gemara answers that there are different types of crops that would grow at different times, and some crops would actually grow at this time of the year, which would be Chol Moed Pesach, which is 45 days after Rosh Chodesh Adar, so different crops would grow at this time, and on those, they would send them out to make sure that there was no kilayim growing and they would uproot the kilayim.